Hello, Pastor Steve Waldron with Biblical Archaeology Today. I'm extraordinarily grateful you're here with us, and I'm extraordinarily thankful to be your host. Well, here we are. We're in the last days of using the Spotify app for this. Hopefully, we can get adequately transferred over to the Riverside app. A lot of big changes coming on how we've done it. I just recently had to do a massive upload of hundreds, and I say hundred, couple hundred, of plus podcast on the channel over this past weekend. So we do invite you to check those out, share, and go all the way back to the beginning. So we're in Excavating the Evidence for Jesus by Titus Kennedy, great, great researcher. We're looking at examining the history of Jesus, He's kind of surmising at the end of his book, summarizing, I should say. So let's jump in again. Thank you so much for being here. Share if you can. Subscribe to the channel. Hopefully we can keep going. After King Herod ordered that this baby and future king be found and executed, the family fled to Egypt to keep Jesus safe until Herod died. Celsus, who was a critic of the second century of Christianity, also acknowledged that Jesus had lived in Egypt as a child before returning home. This is found in Celsus' True Word. Looking at some evidence for Jesus, and this is from one of his enemies, a secular evidence. Early in the ministry of Jesus, when he was relatively unknown, he had a small following. People were astonished what he was saying and doing, since they only knew of him as the son of Joseph and Mary, and the brother of James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas. According to the first century writings of Josephus, Jesus of Nazareth was indeed the brother of this James, who became leader of the church in Jerusalem. That's in his Antiquities, Flavius Josephus' Antiquities. Further, an ossuary from before AD 70, a Jewish burial box in Jerusalem, scrutinized in regard to its authenticity, but shown to be genuine, names James as the son of Joseph and the brother of Jesus, which is a huge archaeological find. Here at the end of the world, all these many infallible proofs are coming about Jesus, not fake news. Once Jesus began to travel around the region, teaching and performing miracles, his fame spread. Rather than deny or ignore the claims about the wisdom of Jesus and the miracles he performed, four sources from the Roman world in the first and second centuries acknowledged that Jesus was a wise teacher and a miracle worker, and that he had many disciples. And I think that's extraordinarily important. And that's Mara Bar Serapion, a letter of Mara, Josephus Antiquities, the Acts of Pilate in Justin Martyr, and letter to Antoninus Pius from Justin Martyr's letter to Antoninus Pius, and Celsus, the True Word. So Serapion, Josephus, Justin Martyr, and Celsus. Due to his teachings and miracles and religious leadership, let's see if we can turn this page, probably, of Judaism, leaders of Judaism saw Jesus as a threat and a blasphemer, sought to arrest and eliminate him. According to the Mishnah, which may possibly only relate reactions to Jesus after the spread of Christianity, rather than first century records, the religious leaders claimed that Jesus practiced sorcery and led people into apostasy, and therefore should be arrested and executed by mourning, Sanhedrin 43a. Just, that's what John says. They would announce, 40 days before the feast that he was to be killed. Eventually, Jesus was arrested and taken to trial before Pontius Pilate, the Roman prefect of Judea province, who consented to the request for Jesus to be crucified. The trial before Pilate and the death of Jesus by crucifixion is all corroborated by several Roman sources of the first and second centuries, such as Josephus' Antiquities, Serapion, a letter of Mara, Tacitus, Annals, Lucian, who's another antagonist, Passing of Peregrinus, Justin Martyr, letter to Antoninus Pius. Additionally, artwork found in Rome, the Graffitito, Alexminus Graffito, may date to an early end of the first century. may date to as early as the end of the first century. Some people date it 75 AD. Depicts Jesus on the cross with a man looking up at him, being mocked for worshiping a god who was crucified, Alex Manos Graffito. So, I mean, just the evidence is so overwhelming. There's many infallible proofs. So the Bible, which are historical documents, prove it. But also all this secular evidence outside the Bible. Jesus, as a historical figure, died, rose from the dead. God bless you. Love you. See you later. Bye-bye.